Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. 23 After, I'm Jim Blasingame, celebrating the 13th anniversary of Don Cooper being a member of our Brain Trust. Don, welcome back and happy anniversary, baby. And you know, if you join us in 98, I call people who join us that year original founding members of the Brain Trust. And see, you probably don't even put that on your resume, do you?
I probably should.
You need to put that in your resume. I mean, you'd be surprised how many people do. I'm really disappointed here, Don. But seriously, that was the year, in the spring of 98, when I started realizing I was collecting some really cool people. I said, you know, I think this is something that's going to make a difference for us and for our audience. And so I started collecting these folks. And now, you're a member of the largest community.
Yeah.
Small business experts in the galaxy, not just on the planet anymore, in the galaxy.
And the way that we came together was actually through networking, because I was referred to you by my friend Beverly Williams.
Our sweet, dear friend Beverly Williams, who's still with us, but she's not on the show anymore. She's retired. But,
right. Yeah,
I don't know what we would have done without her. That's exactly right. That's how we came together. And so folks, this is how it happens. You know, way, as Robert Frost says, as way goes, leads to way. You know, you never know how things will turn out, whether you take the left or the right turn. And so that's what we're talking about. We're talking about networking. And, Don, give us your website again, please.
It is doncooper.com.
So check it out, folks. And, of course, all the things that Don has done with us over the years is right there on our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. So what else do we need to know about networking? But more than this, and this is what I said when I was introducing you, Don. I said, one thing about networking, even though you're trying to help other people first and you want to be a servant to other people if you can in a networking with a networking philosophy, givers gain. But ultimately, everybody's ultimate desire is to make friends, to build relationships, but also to convert those relationships to opportunity for everybody. How do we do that? How do we do that?
Well, it starts with being strategic, and most people make a big mistake with networking in that they're not strategic about how they go about it. They go to an event, and they see people that they already know, they talk with them rather than meeting new people. They may only meet one or two people at the event, and then afterwards they'll even follow up. Well, that's basically a waste of your time.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to invest the time and the money to network, do it right. Get there early. Don't spend a lot of time with people you already know. Focus on meeting new people at the point of the event.
Well, you want to make sure that you see those people, but don't just what you're talking about is where you see the same people who we know. Everybody knows they know each other. They're buddies, and they only hang out with each other.
Exactly.
It's like in eighth grade or something, right?
Yeah. The whole point of a networking event is to meet people. So get out and meet people you don't know yet.
I walk over, stick my hand out, and I say, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?"
Right.
Not really, but really, no. I mean, it's amazing. Hi, Jim.
Well, anything will work.
Stick your hand out. Introduce yourself.
Yeah, anything can work as long as you are being genuine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and humor is really powerful when you're networking.
And you know, here's another little trick, Don. If you see somebody that you may know them. Or maybe you don't quite know them, but regardless, if you're not, give them a break and say, "Hey, Jim Blasingame," and even though they didn't remember you, they'll say, "Oh yeah, I remember you, Jim."
Yeah.
But give them a break. Help people out. Say your name.
Right. Introduce yourself slowly and distinctly, especially if you have a complicated name or hard to pronounce name.
Like Cooper.
Yeah. Yeah, it drives people nuts.
Yeah.
People always get it wrong.
Mm-hmm. So what else? How else do we convert?
Follow up. Follow up is one of the absolute keys, because when you meet somebody at an event, that's just a meeting. You have not established a relationship yet. So after you've met the person, later on, follow up, send them an email, invite them to join you via one or more
handwritten
social media platforms.
Those are good. Handwritten notes are always good.
Send a letter.
Make a phone call. Pick up the phone. Hey,
make a phone call.
Hey, John, I really enjoyed meeting you the other day. You got time for lunch next week?
Exactly, yeah. Ask them to go to lunch or coffee. Something to develop the relationship. Something to take it beyond just a casual meeting.
Right.
You want to get to know them and give them an opportunity to get to know you. It's a lot like dating, really. Mm-hmm. And you meet somebody, but you don't immediately, you know, go get married. You go on a couple of dates first. You get to know each other. You learn what each other's likes and dislikes are and how they are as a person. Very much the same.
Right. Absolutely.
In fact, one of the areas of dating is carried over into networking now. Have you heard of speed networking?
Speed networking?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Go ahead and tell us about it.
Speed networking is like speed dating.
Yeah.
And yes, I confess I have done both.
My wife won't let me do that.
Speed networking is a structured networking activity in which you just go and meet a whole bunch of people and you get an allotted time, might be anywhere from 30 seconds to about 3 minutes, where the two of you talk and then you switch. You move
mm-hmm.
1 seat down.
Yeah.
And it forces you to meet a lot of people in a
mm-hmm.
short space of time.
Mm-hmm.
There's no requirement to talk for 10 or 20 minutes, just long enough to get to know somebody and exchange cards.
The main thing is, folks, you already know everything you need to know. You already know yourself very well. If you're going to be successful in business, you got to meet other people. And
right.
you got to be willing to help them first. Hey,
right.
Don, thanks for being here. Good job today. Happy anniversary. Thanks for 13 great years.
Thank you, Jim.
Don Cooper, ladies and gentlemen. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find him and all the things that he does for small business owners, just like you, and big companies, too. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Lysingame. I'll be right back.
Remember my line.
Hey, Richard, ready for the big presentation?
Yes, I am.
He's already. His middle name is Eddie.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.